Wednesday night, Chagavavos, Perek Revi'i of Shar HaBitachon. And we're moving along and we're up to item 6 on the list, Kuf Nun Gimel, the last line. Avobir Achelek HaShishi. And this whole thing is, people are not used to this whole Chodesh HaLavos discussion now, that you are relying on Hashem that there's an Olam Haba. You're relying on Hashem that Yesh Sachar Lepula Seich, that you will be rewarded for the good things you do. You're trusting Hashem. It's not about the 70, 80, 90, 120 years in this world. You're relying on Hashem. Sometimes we have kashas. We don't know what's going on in this world. It's not good. It's tragedies occur, as we know. Or you're just uncomfortable, you know. Or you don't see the point. You struggle and you try to do what's right. And you just get clapped. It's an inyan bitachon. We're relying on Hashem that there's an ultimate schar that's greater than what's going on in this world. And that's an inyan of bitacha, relying on Hashem. I'm relying on Hashem that there's a much bigger picture than what's going on here in terms of reward. There will be reward for what I said. That's Avobir Achelek HaShishi Vug B'Gemul Ha'olam HaZeh V'Haba Asher Yizkalo. We're on the top line of page Kuf Nun Dalet V'Maisum HaTovim B'Olam HaZeh. I'm relying on Hashem to give me a reward. That this doesn't mean that this is the motivation or the sole motivation, certainly not for what you're doing, but it's something a person has to be Boteach Bashem about. It's mechazik a person, it keeps him going when things are tough, when things backfire, he tried to do the right thing and it backfired. You even have bitachon in Hashem, and your business goes down the tubes. And you say, Rabbi Mullah's promised me that if I have bitachon, it's going to be great. What happened here? So you have bitachon, that there's a schar for having bitachon. It's a mitzvah, and you'll get schar for it. V'hu ha-gemul shnoyim. Now, he's talking about, I stressed olam haba, but the truth is, the Chodesh HaLavos stresses both. There's gemul b'olam hazeh b'levad. There is schar in olam hazeh. Now we're used to the idea. We're really used to the idea. We don't expect schar in olam hazeh, sort of. Maybe we do, maybe we don't. Schar in olam hazeh means a pleasant life. Nobody has a perfect life. Very few people have perfect lives. Everybody has bumps in the road. Everybody has issues. But basically, you're getting along. You have this, you have that, you have friends, you have a house, you have food on the table. However you're managing, that's gemul. That means things are working. You're happy, you're in a good mood. Rishoyim, they don't have good lives. You might look at a rich person who got rich, let's say, by illegal means. He doesn't have a good life. He's a workaholic, and he's always afraid that somebody's going to take it away from him. He has to keep up with the other fella. Maybe he's afraid his kid will be kidnapped. Maybe he's afraid he'll be kidnapped. Gemul b'olam hazeh b'levad, gemul b'olam haba b'levad. V'yesh ha-zocha l'shnei ha-gemulam al ma'isa echad. Sometimes Hashem will reward a person both in olam hazeh and in olam haba. Lo bir perish ha-dover b'diyuk. That's already beyond us. We can't discern what's happening. This is a very big yesod. Right, all those things is really the Chavis HaLavos is saying. It's more of a davar klali. It's not talking to an individual. It's not saying to an individual, if you do good, if you pierce your nisyonos and you do good, you will become rich. The Torah, when it comes to Gemul and Olam Hazeh, talks about the rabbin, talks about the klali as ha'uma. V'lo piritas ha'gemul ala ma'isim ha'toivim ba'olam. See, by an Aveira, the Torah talks specifically. If you are Mechalel Shabbos, you get Skila. If you do this, you get that. You get Malkus. You get punished. By mitzvahs, it doesn't say. And the yiudim of the Torah, that things will flow smoothly, are yiudim for the klolius ha'uma, for acting properly. The tzibur, k'moshe biras ha'maisim shechayev ha'isa ha'isan skila sreifa herik v'chenem malchus koreif misa tashlumi kefal tashlumi arbo v'chamisha v'nezik shor bor shein v'esh. It's talking about momentous. It's talking about paying for damages that you damaged. These are all onshim v'nosin mumba odom v'shalach yod b'mavushav v'motzi shem rav v'choladoy malakach. So on one hand, there's specific onshim for averis. There's klolyustika, rewards for doing good. But on an individual basis, aval hagmul, for the individual, v'ha'onesh li'olam haba, and certainly the schar of olam haba, lo bir mimenu hashliach b'sifro ma'uma. There's no mention in the Torah of, there's really no mention at all, there's barely a mention of Olam Haba, and it doesn't talk about individualistic schar. It doesn't say, if you do this, this will happen. He's not explaining that. He's saying the Torah talks about schar both in klali, and it talks about onesh both in prati, and even in olam hazeh. That's what he's saying. Olam hazeh is specified in the Torah. Olam haba is not. He's not going into the fact that the yochid is not mentioned even in olam hazeh. He's just saying it is mentioned. Schar olam hazeh is mentioned. And onesh of olam hazeh is mentioned. Onesh of olam hazeh is mentioned even both in prati, and schar is mentioned both in klali. But olam haba, you can search through the whole Torah and you'll barely come up with a reference to it. But that's what it's all about. It's like what? And we have to rely on Hashem that there will be gemul in olam haba also, and perhaps mainly. To some shittas only, right? But okay, at least mainly, certainly also. So why now he's going to sort of go off on a tangent, and he's going to explain. We'll stop here for tonight. He's going off on a tangent now, and he's going to explain why the Torah didn't talk about Olam Haba. Why it's not in the Torah? Okay, I can't do kitzur tonight. Too many things going on.